Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Senate President was the featured speaker at the most recent Kenai Soldotna Joint Chamber of Commerce luncheon at the Kenai Visitor Center. Senator Peter Michicki provided a legislative update while also issuing a few citations, one for his mother, one for Tom Hu. The Senate President discussed the budget from this past legislative session as well as the permanent fund dividend that's set to go to Alaskans in September of this year.
Here's the bottom line. We've got rivers loaded with fish. We've got a beautiful place to live. It's relatively safe depending on where you live in the state. We have no broad-based taxes, and people give us a part of the earnings of the state every year to spend however we like. I spoke at the Senate President's Forum and talked about that with the Senate President from Idaho. I said, I want to be the Senate President from Idaho. And he said, well, why is that? He looked a little worried, like I was going to move down there and take his job. I said, because I could imagine if I finished a session and said, well, folks from Idaho, we're done with the session. We have no broad-based tax. We've got a balanced budget. Bills are paid. And we're sending each one of you $3,300. I would be the king of Idaho forever. I'd be on bronze horseback in every town square. And here you're a thief that's lining your pockets with people's PFT.
Senator Michicki said the budget is higher than he prefers, but there was some catch-up to pay in several key areas due to funding constraints over the past several years, adding that inflation strongly affects the state budget, but praised the legislature for finishing on time with no special sessions and a fair PFD. He also talked to voters about those running to represent them in the state or the municipal elections, challenging voters on the Kenai Peninsula to listen to potential candidates to see if they're giving hollow promises or if they're willing to have a plan to get past issues lawmakers have been stuck on. The city of Soldotna held a swearing-in ceremony Wednesday evening for the new chief of police for the Soldotna Police Department, Chief Dale Jean Meek. Formally took his oath of office and was sworn in at 5:15 p.m. Wednesday. This comes after former chief Peter Mlynarek in late 2021 announced his last day was in January of this year. Chief Meek tells KSRM,
I was chief of Center, Colorado, and my wife had always wanted to come to Alaska. And I had an uncle who had been in the Army. He was a master sergeant up in Fairbanks. I got a really close friend of mine that lives down in Juneau. Several people that I have been friends with lifelong, whether it's from Kentucky or Florida, have come up here on hunting adventures. So when my wife said that she wanted to come up here, it actually coincided with Soldotna posting for chief of police. I put in my application. I made the first cut. They brought me up here for an interview, and next thing you know, here I am getting sworn in.
Chief Meek lays out what he's hoping to accomplish as Soldotna's new chief of police.
Going by the officers and going by a lot of individuals I've talked to so far, whether I bump into them at the coffee shop or just me being me, there is a very positive outlook on the police department, which is good. But I personally am about community engagements. Here in the near future, we'll start up coffee with the chief. I'll rotate that around to different areas because huge coffee drinker. But I'll bring people in just to sit down and interact with them and get their concerns are about the community. I've already talked with several officers. They've had some great ideas on community engagements. We might bring back an old school fishing tournament just with the kids. Yeah, just get the kids involved in some of the activities that we're doing. Just getting out in the community and learning people, learning places, and finding out what the concerns are.
He arrived in Soldotna July 13th and reported for duty July 18th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.